Hello, everybody. I'm here with two special guests on the kickoff on the first episode of Food for Thought. We're here to inspire, motivate, and share perspectives on life. Tune in. But first, I want to introduce y'all to one.
Maven, Big Breezo.
What's up, this Noe here. This Noe Noel, you feel me?
Alright, now I want to ask y'all, what is y'all perspective on, life? Just speak, feel me? We gonna keep it raw, uncut, authentic, feel me? And definitely genuine, so.
My views on life?
On life, but keep it raw, uncut, you know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. And it's for the audience to listen to, so.
Feel me? My real response is, bro, it's probably gonna be, cringy and shit, but, bro, life is a real game. It's a dead real game. Niggas play this shit, but they don't, put thought into it. It's kind of scary. Because niggas don't really, they don't really think about the shit that they do, the things that they say, how it's going to affect life that goes on. Bro, because words really take you far. And how you say them, how you mean them, the value some people take into the words that you say. Trust, too. Trust is a big part of that game.
Alright, now, speaking about, life and trust and everything, what is your definition of trust? Because you know how today is built, trust is... Shit. Some people take that shit serious,
I take that shit to the grave, bro. I really take that shit to the grave. To the point where it's if I trust you, I call you my brother. Call you my sister. Word. Call you my moms. Miss Lisa, that's dead my moms. Because she takes everything I say to consideration, yo. I haven't known her for a minute. Probably 3 months. That I've sit down, talked to her, and she really take what I say and care for it and carried it on. Came back the next day, checked up on me and shit like that. You don't get that many people nowadays. You don't get that mother figure. You don't get that father figure. I don't have a father figure name.
All right, so in what way has this lady, impacted you for real, to the point where, you feel she's, a second mother or auntie to you?
It's, my anger, bro, it's so weird. Because she can control me my mom's. She'll dead told me to sit down and calm down, and I'll just listen to her. Because she'll dead just, put the facts in my head. Yo, if you do this, you're done for. You do this, you'll go to jail. You do this, you'll die.
So, basically you're saying that Miss Lisa... she gave you some insight that other people around you, before you came to this program, whatever, some shit that nobody around you that you was probably around, your whole life, never told you.
No bullshit. I look at her like a big sister, kind of, because I never really talk to my sisters. But her, she's I'll come to her whenever I want. She'll be there. If I call her up, she'll answer the phone quick. Not even let that shit ring. She'll answer the phone. Hey, what's up, Maeve? How you doing? This is going on, this and this and that, and she'll give me insight and she'll tell me how to move on from the situation. But you don't get that nowadays in this world. This world is so just messed up, cruel. You got people that said that they'll ride for you, but she a rider. She a real rider.
It ain't even just that. It's on some shit where it's it don't even matter who you are, it don't matter your skin color, and none of that to her. It's straight heart to heart. She keeps it as real as it can get, to the point where it's she'll say some shit that some people might not, you feel me, take in consideration, or they might take it as, oh, she's trying to come at me a certain type of way or trying to bash you. No, that's just really how it is. That's really how she's trying to tell you to fix yourself, to build, to build yourself as a person. Because she's Miss Lisa, I'm telling you, she'll tell you exactly how it is, and it don't matter if it hurts your feelings. She'll tell you exactly what she's been through. She'll tell you exactly, she got that insight and that intuition to where it's she could see where you're going from where you are right now. And she always tries to build people. Always.
Another thing about that is, too, people can't really take criticism nowadays because they take it as hate. Or they take it as you trying to put them down.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive. Yup, that's what I was looking for. But, it's a real thing because, you can tell this person he's doing this wrong.
I was like, nah, I'm chilling. I'm doing this for me. But at the end of the day, it's not really good for him. It doesn't build him as a person. It doesn't make him intelligent. But the shit that the person that's saying is real, they don't really want to listen to it because they're not doing it on their own. So it's kind of like, you got to listen to some of these people sometimes. It's so fucked, but it's real.
And not even just that. Like Maven even said, some people in your life that you have, like family and friends, they don't come at you the same way she would. She doesn't care. Like, it might hurt. I'm telling you, it's only to help you. Especially where we are right now, that's all she wants. Especially with the other people around too. It's on some shit where it's like, some people are in it just for the money, just for themselves, just for their own personal gain. She's in it to win it. Like, she's not in it just for herself. She's in it for the future. Like, she knows, especially since we're all a human race, it's not just about her. It's about the youth, you know. It's about building that generation that comes after her so that she won't have to worry or have that fear in her heart for, you feel me, what's coming next.
Can I ask y'all a question? Like,
go ahead.
Now, like, in regards to, like, Miss Lisa, like Novi, like, in what way has she impacted you? Because I know I asked Maven this, and he gave his, like, his truth. Yeah. But, like, in this, like, he gave his perspective, you know, since this first episode is named Perspectives. Like, he gave his perspective, like, a part of his perspective. Because, you know, but I want to know, like, from your view, your point of view, you know what I'm saying? Like, what way has this lady impacted you in your journey?
How she impacted me, I'm going to be honest. She shows so much resemblance to my aunt. Mind you,
like the same, like, it's like similar to what Maven
said. I see so much alike, because my aunt, she grew up in Puerto Rico. She spent her life in New York. Like, she had it rough. She had it rough. And the way, like, she was with her family and the way she had to grow up, it was hard, especially since, you know, there's a lot of, like, trust, like we spoke about, that had to go into it, that was broken by the people around her. And she learned that at a young age. She put that wisdom in me to where it's like, this is where I fucked up, and this is where I'm gonna make sure you don't. And that's exactly what Miss Lisa does. Like, yo, I see so much respect, and I have so much respect for her that she gives to us too, that I notice. It's like she doesn't see us as students or like kids. She sees us at the same level as her. Like, she literally, it really doesn't matter to her. She just always keeps it real. Like, and that's something we don't get a lot. Like Maven said, to build off that, trust is something that people get confused a lot with. Some people will get that misconstrued with love. Those two do not mix at all. Trust is something where it's like, you can hate me, but I can still trust you to not stab me in my back. Love is just like, it's a feeling that overpowers and overtakes all your emotions. And it's like, you know.
Now, like, with that feeling of love, like, I feel like love is something that, you know what I'm saying, that, like, you can't control in that aspect. So when, like, you say that, that's just, I feel like that's something that you deeply feel. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's something that you can't explain, but you know it's something there. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you know you haven't experienced from the past people that you had in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you call love. Like, love is nothing that's forced. Love is something that's, you know what I'm saying, that's genuine. You feel it. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's indescribable.
Yeah, like, man. Also with love too, I mean, it's that indescribable feeling that really it gets a hold of people sometimes. Like, you could put love in the wrong person and not even know it. And that love blinds you to the truth, you know? And it's like,
but at the same time, like, I feel like love can overpower the hate.
Yeah.
Feel me? So in this perspective that I live in, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, many people like might feel like, yo, all the hate in the world is, you know what I'm saying, it's powerful. But if you really think about it, love is more powerful than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could control a fucking army. You understand? Like, just that passion of how somebody feeling, you know what I'm saying, about a certain thing or person or object. That love could turn into so many different things, so many different aspects of mad shit. And also, it could create chaos. That's if you let, you know what I'm saying? If you let it. That's the most fucked up part about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and by the way, y'all could curse because this is a explicit podcast. Yeah. So for me, like this ain't nothing. Like.
Speaking about love, like, trust plays a big part in love. Because once you gain enough love for somebody, you gain the trust. And once that trust breaks, it's like you lose that love. So it's like, trust plays a big impact in love. Don't get it twisted. Because, like, I've had so much love for people to the point where I put the trust in them. Then they broke that trust and I lost the love. Or they broke the trust. No. They broke the love and I lost the trust. So it's like, it's two factors in that. So, that speaking of, there was a situation that this happened and I lost love. And I lost I lost trust, respect. There's a lot that goes into it. And chaos being one of those big factors. It caused so much in that situation.
But I want to interject on that because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like with the chaos part, like it's chaotic to the people who really haven't experienced love, if you understand what I'm saying. Like many people, believe it or not, they don't really understand that love, like what love languages are, like how love can make you feel some type of way, but you don't know what it is. Most people might think, oh, why are you being so nice to me, or, you know what I'm saying, why are you moving this way to me? Because of how everything is set up today. Everything is fucked up, didn't it? You know what I'm saying? So when you show love to certain people, don't feel offended, I want to say. Like, that's just advice because they not, you know what I'm saying, they not familiar with that. So you can't really expect the same, you know what I'm saying, that same love energy from them. If they haven't been taught, or if, you know what I'm saying, ultimately, they haven't been around it. So, that's all I want to say about that, feel me?
I want to build off that, too. The first question you asked, it was like, you know, the podcast name is Perspectives, and what's our perspective on life?
Right.
And, you know, Maven said life is a game, and I'm not going to lie, that game is given with levels. And everybody starts on their own level, you know. And I'm that person that some people would think I overthink. No, I think I just plan ahead to where it's like, okay, I have it or I had it bad, you know. Like, grew up in the hood type shit in Boston, all this shit. But I know that there's people out there that live way worse or at a way lower level than me. And then they still haven't moved from there, or they're just stuck in that level, or they're trying to get up out of it. And you know, the game isn't fair. This game is not fair at all.
So from your perspective, like, what made you really, like, open your eyes and say, yo, I got to get out the hood? Ooh, especially coming from, like, where you came from, Boston.
Oh, so where you came from, boss? I'll let you go off that first.
Alright, so what really got me thinking I need to get out the hood is, it's honestly like...
Or even take the steps, you know what I'm saying, to better yourself, to push your way out.
Right now, it's on some shit where I got so much love from where I'm from. Like, I know so many people, I have so many connections, and like where I'm from, honestly, I can move away because, you know, I'm not there right now. But I know deep in my heart, like, that's home. Like, that's all me. That's where I'm from at the end of the day. But it's like, it's also a trap. Like, the system over there, it's always going to be fucked. It's always going to be rotten. And what really caught my attention is, like, the promises I made to people. It's like, when I was growing up, I was kind of put in, like, a situation where I was forced to promise to go to college. You know, it started at a young age on some shit where it was like in elementary school. Promise me you're going to go to college, because I never did that. You know, hearing it from my parents, I never got to make it there. So I want to see you do that. And, you know, in elementary school, you like, fuck it. You know, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. You feel me? You still young. You still developing. You still learning. Going into middle school is what really woke me up to, like, the dark truth about college and, you know, the hood, like, how the system really is. It was from I'm pretty sure in middle school, that's when you get asked the question, like, where do you see yourself in 10 years or in 5 years? Like, where do you want to be and shit? And, you know, me having made that promise, I just automatically put college. My people's in there. Yo, there was some people, I'm telling you, they keep it 100. They keep it real. There's some people talking about, nah, I'm just going to be a trap lord. Like, straight up, I can't do that college shit because if I'm trapping, you hear the name. Trap is in it. I already know I'm doing it to myself, but I'm doing it to make the money, not lose it and have that debt at the end of the road, because that's what really college is. Like, there's some people that leave college and it's like, oh yeah, I got all these degrees and shit, but where's my job? I got all these degrees and shit, but look at this debt. Oh, thousands on thousands on thousands of dollars, and you can't pay it off because you went to the school and you thought.
Most of these places, like, when you have your degree, like, they want you to have X amount of years of experience. But how, if I just came out of school? Like, how am I supposed to get this experience if y'all not even trying to give me the chance to have that experience? But y'all off the gate want me to have experience. I never understood that personally. Like, that's where that trap is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where that should start at. And that's just what leads to people depression, and because they put in all this work, and you know what I'm saying? Like how you said, many people from middle school, they know, for the love, their parents or whoever that's around them pushing them towards school, you know what I'm saying, to get that, you know what I'm saying? So now that's programming their minds. So, yo, I got to go to school. For what? For the love. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trusting in what you're hearing from your family, your loved ones. And you hear that, and then reality hit. Boom. Shit, you go to college. You know what I'm saying? You do it, and you realize, like, damn, why the fuck I'm not in the field where I put all my time and energy into this shit? Like, why is it so hard for me to get a spot, and I'm competing with millions of other people for the same shit I went to school for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference in that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes me different from the next person? What makes the next person different from me? And it's all a competition.
And that's the craziest thing. It's not even millions. It's billions of people. And, like, I'm telling you, in middle school, that's when it really woke me up. Like, yo, this system that we live in, it's all about money. Whether or not you like it, I basically just told you, college is a trap. That's, like, it could be just thousands. You know, Harvard, probably even millions of dollars you go into debt. And I'm telling you, that's a little monopoly right there. Yo, being young in the hood, it's, like, and you start realizing and seeing the truth come to light, you just know you have to get money by any means at that point. Right. It's not you. At that point, you go to college, you ain't even working for yourself. You working for the government because you in debt. And guess what? Every penny that you pay, every penny that you earn, I mean, my fault. Guess what? It's not yours no more because that ain't shit to compare to what you owe. So it's like, sad to say, because I don't want to say it, but money in this world, it really means a lot. And I don't want to say it means everything, because it don't. But, yo, you need money to survive. Sometimes you need money to make money, you know?
And it's, that's the main tool in this life, that we need money. People might say money ain't everything, which is true. But to make it in this life, in this world, in this system that we living in, especially in the U.S., and that tool can be very vital for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be dead broke, poor, whatever, but you have that tool to make more tools and to ultimately help people get the same tool that's around you, then y'all all up, y'all rich. But if you down and you broke and you at that lower, you know what I'm saying, mindset, y'all vibrations is low, it's going to be hard to get out that, feel me? And then that's where you get judged for doing certain things just to get that tool. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. Feel me? Just really having to grind and do whatever it takes just to survive. Now, we talking about survival mode.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? Survival mode, a lot of people can't relate to, but they could judge you on it. So who are you to judge me on something that I know my intentions is pure, but to you on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying? I'm a bad guy or whatever, feel me? Because I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, feed myself and my family or whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, really think about that. I feel like that's key, and that's stuff that people really don't take into consideration for real. Like this is real life.
You feel me? Not to cut you off or anything, but you know how me and Maven over here, we answered the question, like, what's our perspectives on life? Mm-hmm. I ain't hear your answer. Let me hear something. Let me hear a little something.
All right, so my name is Samir, and I want to say my perspective on life is like, it's like what you make it. It's all a mindset thing, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, like, this shit ain't for the weak. A lot of people didn't make it. I know people personally, like, feel me? They gave up on themselves. You know what I'm saying? Push come to shove. You know what I'm saying? They, God rest themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, they souls, but they not here. Feel me? They clocked out. And it's just like, it make you feel like, yo, what could I have done? You know what I'm saying? Like, to even be a good friend or family member, brother, whatever you want to call it. However they, you know what I'm saying, they looked at you. Like, and it's crazy because, especially like when you're young, like you don't know nothing. Like you don't understand nothing. Like, we don't ever pick our last names, our first names. Like, we born into certain shit. Feel me? Like, certain people got it better than others. But I feel like the people that's really down, you know what I'm saying? Down bad from the struggles, those are the people that got it the best, low key, like, feel me? Like, I call it like being a diamond in the rough. You know what I'm saying? Like what people gotta do, you know what I'm saying, to find diamonds, they gotta, you know what I'm saying, build pressure, right? Like they gotta dig, you know what I'm saying? Like how they say, pressure builds diamonds. And the people that's really, like, down, like, really trying to go up, feel me? Those the ones that's really going to make it in this life. But, like I said, it's all a mindset. It's a perspective thing. If your perspective is down and all you know is the hood or wherever you came from, feel me? Then that's all you're going to know. You're not going to know.
Let me get on that. See, you call it diamond what?
Diamonds in the rough.
I call it a needle in the haystack. Because in life, you're going to take that damage.
Yeah.
It's how you deal with that damage. So at the end of the day, if you could keep rolling with the punches and keep it pushing and look at life the way you look at it now and just build, that's a key word I use a lot, build.
Because
you got to keep building in life. You got to keep taking them levels, them
and
steps.
It's levels, right? Feel me? Just think about like steps. Like steps, you go up and it's levels. It's levels to this shit. Every step you
going
take.
Going back to what I said about life is a game. Like, I like winning games, bro.
Right.
I got to win it all. I got to win it all. I got to be competitive as I can, bro. Because at the end of the day, somebody could be grinding
right.
more than me, but I know I want it more than him.
Mm.
So it's going to make me grind more than him, make me do it, take that damage.
Not to cut you off, but not even grinding more than you, but started earlier than you, so already got that first step higher than you did, and you might be looking, you feel me, at his backside, and it don't matter. He might be taking baby steps, walking slowly.
Right.
You gonna have to run up those steps.
That's another thing. Not
like how they said, like, the turtle win the race. You know what I'm saying? When they, you know what I'm saying, the turtle and the rabbit race, who won? The turtle, feel me? He took his time. The rabbit wanted to play. He thought he was the ish. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to take a nap and do all this extra shit. And what? He was mad as hell when he found out the turtle won. Like, feel me? He ran his race. It's a marathon to him. But to that rabbit, he thought it was a race. He could, the turtle's slow. The turtle wasn't slow. It was calculated. Like, what if the turtle knew the outcome? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if the turtle knew the rabbit's going to play him like that? Feel me? That's life. Feel me? People might look at you like, yo, you slow, whatever. Or you came from the bottom and they think they better than you because of what they got. As long as you stay focused and you stay locked in, feel me, you could be that turtle winning the race. And that rabbit might look at you like, damn, like, I want to be that turtle. Feel me? The moral of that story is like, yo, even if you are a turtle, like, don't look at that rabbit like that rabbit is better than you. You a turtle for a reason, feel me? You got a shell. You always protect it. Feel me? That's something that rabbit don't have. If danger is in the way, the only thing that rabbit got is its speed. But, you know what I'm saying? When that predator come up and close to it, that rabbit is done. You know what I'm saying? Like, but vice versa. That turtle, you know what I'm saying? That predator come to that turtle, the turtle could easily hide in the shell. Feel me? It's going to be hard for them to even fuck with the turtle. Feel me? So I'll take that turtle over the rabbit any day. I ain't going to lie to you. Like,
that's another thing, too, is when I look at the turtle and the rabbit thing, I look at the turtle because he making moves.
Right.
You always got to make these moves in life, and you always got to be precautious. As a rabbit, you try to rush things, it don't go your way. And then you go down on yourself, and you look, oh, damn. Why the fuck did I just rush that shit? Like, look at the driver's test that we was talking about. Mm. Everybody gets nervous.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you know what you're doing, you're going to get through that shit no matter what. But if you rushing it, and you just want to get it done with, say you got your L's, you're not going to get your L's at the end of the day. Everything is moves, how you do it, how you calculate it. You just got to be confident. You got to know everything that's going to happen. That's another thing about studying. Not a lot of motherfuckers study about anything. Mm. They think that, oh, they're going to skim this shit. They're going to know it. Think about what we do. Carpentry, you and Brick.
Brick Mason, yes, sir.
You take that time to study shit, right? You got that book, right?
Books.
You study shit, right?
I made sure, you know what I'm saying, I'm putting in that work, feel me? I'm studying my craft, and I'm putting my best foot forward, whether I fuck up or not, feel me? That's part of life, feel me? You got to make sure you learn from your mistakes, and after every mistake that you learn it from, you know what I'm saying, you got to elevate from it. So that's one thing, definitely, like, and then if you are fucking up, you got to be willing to take that constructive criticism. There's nobody going to be easy on you, feel me? Especially when you're on that site, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. Like, you just gotta be crafty, know what you're doing, and play your role. Feel me? If you're a bricklayer, a brick mason, don't go over to carpentry. Think you know carpentry? Like, that's not your lane. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay in that lane, and that's where, feel me, I come to y'all. If we want to build a house or whatever together, I know my role. Feel me? Yo, I can make an interior. I can help with the steps. I can make a patio. Feel me? I can fuck with the chimney. But as far as, like, really constructing the whole crib, that's not my role. Like, feel me? Like, that's where y'all come in, and we come together as a team. And that's why I feel like life should be like, especially, like,
Going off that, not to interrupt, there's a lot of people that doesn't want to work with others because they don't want to. They think they got everything by themselves.
Right.
That they know this, they know that, they know everything. There's a lot of know-it-alls in this world. But for us to have the mentors we have, like, you got Bob, we got David.
Right.
David has played a big impact in my life about moving forward. Mm. Bro, I love the shit that I do. I can't wait to get out of here and say that I'm in the union, because the work that I put into this shop, bro, I'm telling you this right now. My work ethic is crazy. But you want to know why? Because of him. He's a different person.
Right.
And the level that he's at right now, he played life dangerous in the beginning, but he realized, he took them steps,
right.
He evaluated, and he took perspective on the people that taught him. So I look at him now as the person that I'm gonna talk about 30 years from now, 40 years from now. He made me do this. This is why I'm comfortable with this.
Like, that was your inspirator.
Exactly.
Like, you soaked up all the game he gave you, and ultimately, like, you know who did that? Even though he gave it a blueprint, you know what I'm saying, to how things were gonna go, like, on your journey, you put in that work. Mm-hmm. Feel me? You know you put in that work. Yes, he, you know what I'm saying, he told you what to do here and there, but you had to do the shit with your hands. You had to experience certain shit. You had to, you know what I'm saying, experience some failures. And that's ultimately made you more confident in your craft. Like, you feel like, yo, feel me, nobody could tell me about what I'm doing, like, feel me? And if you do, I'm going to take it into heat instead of, you know what I'm saying, taking it into a dark light. Like, let me take it into a positive light. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Like, people like that in our lives, like, that's mentors. People want to envy them and jealous and, oh, nah, they don't know nothing. But how can you really say that if this person been doing it for X amount of years? That's somebody that you should really be learning from instead of really hating and feeling like such and such about them.
Another thing is, too, you got to look at them and where they are in life. Mm. How they're doing so good right now. You got to look at it and be like, damn, I could do this if I do this.
Right.
If I work on this, if I take these steps. It's just all mental. It's a mental game,
right,
that you fight with yourself every day. And if you're not ready for that game, then take a step back.
Not even just that. It's on some shit where it's like, you can have all that information. You could have all that support too. At the end of the day, you could have people telling you what to do and how to do it. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you except you. If you're not gonna put yourself out there, if you're not gonna really take those steps and put that first foot forward, that strong foot forward, and really, really grind for it, you know, really have that, what's that word, that ambition, you know, that you want it.
That integrity.
That hunger. For real. You need to want it at the end of the day. And the only person that's gonna get it for you is you. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in this world that they can't worry about the whole rest of the world. They gotta worry about themselves. They gotta worry about their family. And they already know that they have to do what they have to do at the end of the day to get what they want. And it's like, it's all goals. It's all dreams. But can't nobody tell you that your dream is too big or too far-fetched, too far away from you. You could always make that shit a reality. You could always chase it.
Like I always say, like, for me, like, you can't expect other people to see your goal, like, to see your vision. Like, you got two eyes for a reason. You got two eyes for a reason. I have two eyes for a reason. Perspectives, for me? Like, what's your perspective on certain shit, for me? And then that's why we come together to understand. You know what I'm saying? To see through your lens from, you know what I'm saying, your experiences. And I take heed from people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, from your experiences, I could learn from it. Feel me? God forbid, like, what if I come across something? Oh, I remember Noe told me about his experience in this certain situation. I took notes. Maybe I should move like this. Feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little tweak. Because I understand your fate might be different than mine. My fate might be different than his. Feel me? Like, we all different, but unique at the same time, feel me? We all have our own differences and at most times similarities, feel me? But we will never know it unless we come together and really sit down and reevaluate everything, feel me? Like,
let me build off that.
Another thing with that is, too, everybody got their own talents. Everybody, they put in this earth for a purpose. They don't see that until later on in the road when they're stuck in the mud. Because that's when shit gets real.
Right.
Like, in a situation where I was stuck in the mud, I had to be like, damn, what the fuck am I really going to do to stop doing this?
Tired, slide, and all that.
Yup.
Like, you can't get out of shit. You feel like you in quicksand. Like, your car not moving, which is you. That's your body. That's your vehicle. Feel me? Like, your mental is also, you know what I'm saying? Like you the pilot of your mental. Like, you got to control that first and foremost. And if that shit is weak, feel me? You going to sail, like.
Talking about that, I think it's time to get it deeper. Like he said, you the pilot of your mental. This form that you're in right now, you feel me? Being a human being, being a person, being what you feel is your body. That's not you. You feel me? You all up here. You're being controlled by a greater entity, you know? And that's all you right there. And the only thing is, you know, some people they'll let opinions get to them, or they'll let the hate get to them. That's all bullshit. You literally cannot let none of
that.
That's literally a distraction. And it's just, that's other people trying to put you down. And low key, that's not a bad thing. Cause I'm gonna tell you like this, if you got haters, you doing something right.
Yeah.
You literally doing something right, because you got something they don't got, whether or not they know it, whether or not you realize it, because the hate is blinding you. You are popping at the end of the day.
And because it's a reason why they looking at you like that in the light. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if they got to talk behind your back but can't say in front of your face, like, what is it that they really can't say to you? You understand? Like, it's something deeper than what they really saying. Because 9 times out of 10, it's straight bullshit. We all know that, personally, like, feel me? And stuff like that, people that get to their head, get to their body, like, you know what I'm saying? You just got to brush that shit off and keep going, feel me? Because once you entertain it, feel me, you could go left or right, feel me? The left-hand path or the right-hand path. And we all know which path is that, feel me? Like,
let me build off that.
See, people take opinions, and they really sit with those opinions in their head like they really matter. Because at the end of the day, your opinion matters.
Right.
Only person that could judge you is God, bro. Like, because real shit, your opinion matters. If you think you can't do something, try it. You got to really try it. Because if you're not trying it, bro, you never can say that you tried it, that you failed and you learned. Because at the end of the day, learning is a big part of life.
And every day is a learning lesson. Like, whether you're in school or not, like, every day that you're blessed to wake up and to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a learning lesson. Like, if you're not waking up to even your worst day, like, you got to even learn from that. Like, feel me? If you're not even learning from that, you're just going to be stuck. Like, quicksand. You're going to be right in the mud figuring out what you're going to do next. What you should be doing is really finding out, yo, how can I learn from what the fuck I'm not doing instead of what I'm doing as well? Like, it's two sides to yourself. You got to tap into your positive side, your negative side, and your shadow side. That's the side that the people that don't see, you know what I'm saying? Like, feel me? And that's all up to you to really tap into. Like, you know, like, you know who you are ultimately. Like, the voice that's in your head, like, when you don't talk, when you quiet, that's the side that you gotta tap into. Or when you angry but you don't express it, like, you gotta tap into that too. Like, it's mad shit. Like, even though we let external things affect us, feel me? Tap into your internal self and really find out, like, who you truly are. No
bullshit. And building off the L's, right? I learned this at a young age. A W ain't a win. It's what you got in the bag already. And the L isn't a loss. It's a learning experience always. It's what you in the process of bettering yourself and making yourself prepared for in the future. Because some people will let a loss get to them. Like, I done seen people here that let losses get to them on some childish shit. And it might be deep to you, you feel me? Because you wanted it that bad. But it's never nothing to, you know, get mad at yourself, get mad at the world. No, that's always something where you could take it and learn from it and literally build yourself from it. Because there's nothing in this world that nobody can't do, you feel me? Whether or not people have told them they can't, whether or not they have put it in their own mind, it's all in your mental. It's literally all in your mental.
Another thing about winning, too, is you can't just slow down because you're winning at the moment. You got to keep the pace up, sometimes even go quicker. Because if you start slowing down, there's going to be somebody that's working harder than you at that point. And then they're going to pass you. And then you're going to start feeling down, start feeling like you're taking losses. But like you said, losing is learning. They start with an L for a reason. They rhyme. They match up. But also winning, it's just another learning experience, too. Because once you're winning, you know how to do it. You got to learn how to do something else and keep winning. Because we're in a society where the person that was born yesterday is going to be better than you 10 years down the road.
And then that's where I feel like for self, you got to have an LLC. Not only for, like, to start a business, but for yourself. Learn life correctly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the LLC for self. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's deep. Think about that. Like, learn your life correctly. Like, that's the LLC for yourself. That's a trademark that I feel like everybody should go by.
Thing about that is, too, not a lot of people know that. They don't know what that shit stands for. And I think that's a big part of this world. Because if you don't understand that, then you're not going to understand the majority of this shit.
You're going to be lost.
Man. Very lost.
Yeah.
Another thing about being lost, if you ever get lost in something and you know how to get out of, you got to go talk to somebody.
Somebody. Ain't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with really finding help. And I feel like that's the issue, too. A lot of people feel like they could, like, figure out things on their own. Push come to shove, you could. But, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with sitting down and talking to somebody, feel me? Like how we all said, like, that one conversation, you could really learn something from that. Like, that might change your life. Like, that conversation. Like, you might grow to become a better person. Like, you never know. Just sit down, really talk to somebody. Like, just to get off your chest. Because all that suppression could lead to your destructive downfall.
Mm-hmm. That chaos. And to build off that, that reminds me. That comes back to the trying something new. All these major businesses, all these people that made it big, all these people that had a dream and you see their names everywhere, all they really did was try something. And they tried again. They failed the first time, they failed the second time, they kept going until it finally worked.
That's a
And that's the thing about trying. It might not always be as quick as you want. Like we were saying, it's a turtle race. You gotta take baby steps. You know, it's not just you know, a L. It's a learning experience. And I'm telling you, once you take enough L's, you feel me? You put two L's together. What's that make? That makes a W.
W,
I'm telling you, you can't let none of these L's get to your head, set you back. None of that, because it's all just learning experiences that's going to better you and get you ready for what you want, to get you at that end goal, get you across the finish line. Even if you see it there, you feel me? It's a turtle race. It don't matter if you walk into it, you see somebody cross it before you. You still want that shit. You still want to cross that line.
Yo, rest in peace to the beautiful soul, Nip Hustle, man. It's a marathon, no, not bullshit, a race, yo, man. Like,
no bullshit.
That's what we referring to as the turtle, like, feel me? That marathon, man. Like, a lot of people want to run the rat race. Nah, like, feel me? Run your marathon. You never heard of anybody really winning a marathon. People really do it for themselves, like, to prove to themselves that they could run, that they could really get through that shit, like, feel me? That's deep. Think about that, y'all. Like, I mean, that's really something to think about. Like,
I want to build off on the losses, because losses, you take so many losses because of habits. If you can't break them habits, then you're going to keep losing. But that's another thing about waking up and realizing how you're losing. Because if you can't wake up and feel like, oh, I'm losing today. Because I think about, bro, if I don't make no money today, I'm losing. Mm. Like, every day's a money day. Every day's a grind day. Like, I wake up on a Saturday, call home, make a money move.
Right.
Like, even if, like, you far away from home, you could have that. That's another thing about trust. Because if you don't got trust in somebody, you're not going to make that money. Because at the end of the day, if you got that team, you got that crew, you can call your family, your brothers, your sister, whatever, mother, father figure, they're going to help you in the long run. They're going to give you that advice. And all that comes from constructive criticism. Because they're going to be the real ones to tell you what's right, what's wrong. If you can't take that, then are they really your friends? If they're not giving you that, they're not your friends. I'm going to say that right now.
That's a fact.
Because there's so many people that I don't ran with, and they don't tell me to stop this, do this, that you could do this that I can't do right now because I got a felon. I'm a felon. Like, come on now. They want you to run with you so they could have you do this so they could just sit at home and do that. So it's like, do I really want to keep doing this? That's where you got to break that habit and become your own person.
Right.
You should become your own person at the start of life.
Right.
Like, taking them steps, taking them levels. Like, right now, I'm at the level where I'm just like, what's next? That's the step you gotta be for ready for every day. What's next?
You gotta be ready to level up. Like, even when you feel like you at your highest peak, I feel like that's where you just stay humble and grounded. You know what I'm saying? And also, you show gratitude from the times, like, when you was low, when you was at your lowest, feel me? Like, don't ever get too above yourself, like, too big-headed, feel me? Because the same way you could go up, that's the same way you could go down, feel me? Like, it's like an escalator, feel me? You know? Them shits go up, they go down, the same exact way, feel me? Like,
same pace.
Right? Same exact pace. Right. The same way you could be winning is the same way you're losing. Like, doesn't matter how it's happening. You might not see it, but you're going to realize it someday. It might not be tomorrow, might not be next year. It could be 10 years down the road. And you realize that you lost.
Good karma and bad karma, family. You treat people bad because you feel like you in a certain position. All right, that karma might not come to you right then and there, but you know what I'm saying? You might lose whatever you had during that moment when you was teasing somebody or making, you know what I'm saying? And now look at you, like, you at the bottom. And that same person you was teasing, they up now, feel me? And ultimately, when it's like that, that person you was getting on, teasing, they the ones to really help you, like, feel me? So that's what I mean about showing gratitude and appreciation and being kind to others too, like, appreciation for what you have, like.
Value what they say too. Like, you got to really value what some people say, because you're not going to.
With the same respect, bro, like, feel me? Mm-hmm. Even if you are a boss, like, that janitor's still human, like. That janitor got a family, most likely, like how you got a family.
And also that janitor, yo, he's looking out for you at the end of the day. Whether or not you know it, he's keeping shit clean for you. He's making you look professional, look good. Like, whether you want to admit it or not, that's really your boy. That's really your peoples right there. Can't ignore somebody that's not at the same level as you just because, you know, you up so high or you moving yourself up and you starting to feel yourself. You know, there's never nobody that's not important in this world, you know, and there's never nobody that you should belittle just because you up now.
Going off that, there's nobody that you're better than too. Exactly. Everybody is equal. Like that janitor, bro, he got a heart too. Right. And you don't know the feelings he got towards you to see you succeed, to see what you want to do. If he sees that you're doing good, he's going to want to see you grow, all that. Like it's crazy how people view the world and they belittle people. Like the garbage people, they still making their bread at the end of the day working. They're not trapping.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it all come down to, I feel like. Like everybody want to bash the next person about how they making a living, but people fail to realize that we all doing the same shit, but just in a different way. Like we all hustling to, you know what I'm saying, be something, to be somebody.
Not hustling, surviving.
Survival mode. You said it the best, like, feel me? We all in survival mode at one point. If you're not at the pinnacle where you don't got to worry about living after high school, you know what I'm saying, then, you know what I'm saying, your perspective might be different from us three, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got to struggle, I'm pretty sure, feel me? Like, but the people who don't have to worry about struggling, those the ones that don't value nothing for real, like. Their value is non-existent. I mean, like, you could probably talk to them about something, but it's going to take for them to experience, you know what I'm saying, what we've been through and what we've seen for them to really, you know what I'm saying, shit to click for them. Like, oh, shit, like, it's really real. It's tough. Like,
it's very tough because while they're at that stage, they're not really valuing anything. Value is a very important word. It's like, it could be the littlest thing. It could be like a little pendant. You gonna value that shit, and it's gonna make you grow to value something else. The next thing, the next person, words, paper.
If you don't value you or value nothing, feel me? That's just a lack of respect. I feel like those go hand in hand. I mean, if they can't value your struggle, how you gonna expect them to really respect you? I mean, that's backwards. That's like asking for help for somebody you know you can't help. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, you know what I'm saying? They can't help you, so why are you going to ask them for help?
And that can literally be your downfall. If you don't show that same gratitude, that same respect that you have for your moms, your brother, your family, to somebody you see on the street, you feel me? One day it could really come and bite you in the ass. You see that person again that you disrespected, you feel me?
You might need them
for real. And guess what? They always gonna remember. And this is the thing with me, at least. I'm always gonna match your energy, you feel me? If you throw something at me, you feel me? Whether or not I'm gonna give it back to you right away, cause I don't like disrespectful That's people. I do not take disrespect lightly at all. You know, it's just an automatic. All right, you got cut off. It's clips. You know, I can't deal with that.
Alright, now like let me ask y'all a question. Like, feel me? It's just coming down with that. Like us being men. Like, what is y'all definition of like just being a man and. You know what I'm saying? Like, the respect value, like, just coming, you know what I'm saying? Us being men, like, how do you feel like the world should treat us? Because you know shit is tough for us. So it's like,
I feel like being a man is how you carry yourself and how you respect things and how you value things. Like, if you value the littlest shit, you're on that little boy time. Mm. None of us got time for that little boy shit.
Right.
Like, me, I value my woman. Like, she's the world to me. She keeps me on track. Some people need that. Like I said, they need that talk. They need that person. They need that love. Not a lot of people get that love, so they go to either a counselor, principal, sometimes even a friend that they don't really know is not their friend.
Right.
But they just need to get them words off. But me as a man, I got to grind just to level up in life because them levels is serious. They get scary, but you got to be ready for it. And if you're not ready as a man, then you want that little boy shit. It's that simple.
Honestly, especially if we talking about how the world looks at us as a man. You know, the only people, I forget which comedian it was, but he said it the best. The only people and two things in this world that will get unconditional love is your pet, a baby, and women. Because at the end of the day, it's true, you know? If you're a man in this world and society, everybody has that view, you feel me, and that outlook on you to where it's like, you should be here, but you're down here. Like, they set those expectations and those standards for you, whether or not you have it or not. They just look at you, and it's like, you're not there yet, so then that's where the belittlement comes in. It's like, honestly, as a man in today's society, you have to be on that type of time where it's like, you have your own house, you have your own car, you have to have these things, you know, in order to really get that respect and to have that view from everybody else, like, oh yeah, this is a man here, and it's fucked up, but I'm telling you.
Nah, like, to really add on to that, like, from my point of view of, like, just being a man and my values, is like, it is fucked up how the world views us as a man just by having certain possessions. Like, that's not right at all, because as a man, I feel like we all should just value respect. You know what I'm saying? Definitely family, because one day we're going to have a family. Like, we're going to be the providers of our families, the head, you know what I mean, of our house. Like, we definitely got to value our queens in our life. Like, that's first and foremost. Like, our mothers, our grandmas, like, our family, like, definitely, like, that's the most important, being a protector, a provider, and having that unity, family, like, that's one thing I feel like the world should really view us as men. Like, he's a man because he can provide, he can protect, he can lead, you know what I'm saying? Also, I could really follow this guy. Like, he knows what he's talking about. He has a head on his shoulders. You understand? Like, not just because, oh, what I bring to the table, like, I'm human too. I could say the same thing about you. If you're a female, what do you bring to the table? You know what I'm saying? How do you bring value in my life? Like, just like how you want to know how I bring value in your life, how can you bring value in my life to make my life better so I can make our life better? You know what I'm saying? Like,
growth.
And what ways, like, people know growth as, like, you know what I'm saying? Perspectives.
That's another thing.
Perspectives, like,
people look at growth as just doing one thing and saying that they did it and they never do it again. Like, growth is a thing where it's like a repetitive thing, right, where you got to keep doing it, keep picking it up and do better, so you can say that you know this for sure. It's like techniques,
right,
tactics. Like, the way I look at society and how they view us is like we dogs and shit,
right?
Like we real life some dogs, like, that ass, like we just a number. And to some people, that's, they don't give a fuck, because they just a number. They don't give a fuck how people view them. But that's the people you also got to look out for.
Right.
Because they don't give a fuck about shit. They could take your shit and just live on life. They go to jail, they still not give a fuck. But, like, us be right here.
Right.
Our views on life are, like, they're the same, but they're different.
I feel like it's above average, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, because a lot of people don't talk like this. Like, this is real shit right here. Like, yeah. And a lot of people probably view and feel like, damn, I don't understand these people. But you don't understand because you're not really taking the time out to really understand. Like, are you really growing? Like, is your mindset evolving? Like, as a man, I feel like that's part of it too. Being willing and able to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be willing to grow. Grow. Any chance you get, grow. You know
what I mean? Let me add on to that. If you're not listening to this podcast and you acting like a little boy right now, get the fuck off the podcast. This ain't for you, my guy. Get the fuck off the podcast. Real shit. Get the fuck off. You want
to
add to this?
No, this is literally everybody here. It's all heart to hearts. It's all keeping it real. It's all life experiences right here. If you can't relate, I'm sorry. I don't know if you ever going to. If you trying to, I stay. It might be for you. But I'm telling you, this shit, it don't get no realer than this.
No real. Like, this is straight jewels. This is gems, man. Like, take notes.
Like, for real, because everybody, us three, we've been through some shit that we can say that we slowed down and we looked at life and we took it different. And that's why we're here today. Just Job Corps, I'm not going to lie. I say fuck it, but God bless Job Corps. Nah, because bro. Without Job Corps, bro, I would be a motherfucking trapper. Probably dead or in the streets right now. No bullshit. I don't have people take the hits for me. Like, at the end of the day, I don't want nobody to take no hits for me. That's why I'm here right now. I want a team to grow with me. I want my brothers and sisters to get that bread, that bag, that dub, and grow. Not slow down. I want people to grow. Like, I'm gonna take no E right here, and I'm gonna grow with this motherfucker to the end, bro. If he crossed me, he crossed me. But I look at him like a brother right now.
Cause, like, you see his character, like, you see how he built his mindset, man. It's not ultimately like what he could bring to the table. It is, but you know, mentally, he brings some type of value in your life. Feel me? And vice versa, he know that you could bring some type of value in his life. So it's like, it's a brotherhood, it's a bond. Like, it's like something that's for life, something that's staying. And that's hard for a lot of people to try to come in and sabotage. Like,
that's another thing too, is if you don't got that person, don't go looking for that person. Because at the end of the day, let it come naturally. Because if you go looking for that shit, you're going to find mad fake love and trust.
I'm going to tell you like this, at least for all three of us in this room right now, we all have the mental, and we all been through enough shit to where it's like we could peep the relatable and the real from the fake and the two-faced. You feel me? It's like all we did here, at least, is we had that first interaction, that first conversation to where it's like, I know you. You feel me? And it gets real deeper than that, because sometimes I be in my mental, because I'm going to tell you like this. I believe in past lives and reincarnation, in the spirit going into another body, you know. There's always that connection where it's like you hear what they saying and they selling it to you good. You feel me? Sometimes you don't know, but it's like you just got that feeling in your gut, like, nah, this is some shit I can fuck with. This is some shit I want to find out about. You feel me? I want to see. I want to see if that's the trust for real. You feel me? If I really can have that trust in them. Because I'm telling you, with both of these guys right here, it was just one conversation that was like, it was off rip. We just fucked with each other. You feel me? It was like, yeah, you keeping it on the same vibration, on the same timeline as me. You feel me? Like, I ain't never seen you outside of here. I don't know you like that. We ain't from the same hood, but real talk, it's all like you feel that connection deep for real. I'm telling you.
That's another thing. You don't get that connection with a lot of people. Probably like one person in your life, you're going to find that connection. If you find it in other people, then thank God.
That's your soul family right there. Feel me? I feel like when everybody could connect off of one conversation, we definitely knew each other, feel me, before. Like, I believe in that past life shit too, feel me? Also the Most High, you know what I'm saying? There is a God, feel me? And we all came here for a reason, feel me, to make an impact on each other.
Going into that reincarnation, like, the life that we live in right now, we got to make it the best, because your spirit could go to North Korea, my nigga. Whatever. And you could be living so terrible and never get out the mud. So, like, right now, I'm living the best life I am right now. Just growing, mentally healthy, physically healthy. Just got to keep going on with life. Got to take them steps to the level.
Embrace all the bad and the good. Embrace it, feel me? When you feel like your world is crashing, embrace that. Because when things start slowly pulling up for you, you're going to remember that time when you was down and out. And that's really going to, like, build your character. That's what I always tell people. I appreciate the struggles and the pain and everything, because ultimately that's what made me who I am today. That made me tougher mentally. For real. I just show gratitude for both sides of the sword.
It's because you took that damage, though. That's why I say needle in the haystack, because if you're not taking no damage, are you really living life? Because, like, damage is a really thing. And once you feel that pressure, that's when, like, the thoughts come in and you really start thinking. You really start being thankful for the shit that you had and that you have right now. If you don't have values, then are you really human?
Yeah.
Not even just that. Just like Samir said right now, it's like it comes down to like the pressure and like what you've been through. Like he said it earlier in the podcast, you know, pressure builds diamonds. Even when you down and out, I'm telling you, you could take it and you could not learn from it. But the amount of growth you have, like, yo, there's so many distractions in this world that keep you at that low vibration and keep you, you know, asleep. Because right now there's a lot of people that's not woke and won't